Behind the Beautiful Forevers by Catherine Boo. About the book. In this brilliantly written, fast-paced book, based on 3 years of uncompromising reporting, a bewildering age of global change and inequality is made human. Anawadi is a makeshift settlement in the shadow of luxury hotels near the Mumbai airport, and as India starts to prosper, Anawandians are electric with hope. Abdul, a reflective and enterprising Muslim teenager, sees a fortune beyond counting in the recyclable garbage that richer people throw away. Asha, a woman of formidable wit and deep scars from a childhood in rural poverty, has identified an alternate route to the middle class, political corruption. With a little luck, her sensitive, beautiful daughter, Anawadi's most everything girl, will soon become its first female college graduate. And even the poorest Anawadians, like Kalu, a 15-year-old scrap metal thief, believe themselves inching closer to the good lives and good times they call the full enjoy. But then Abdul the garbage sorter is falsely accused in a shocking tragedy. Terror and a global recession rock the city, and suppressed tensions over religion, caste, sex, power, and economy envy turn brutal. As the tenderest individual hopes intersect with the greatest global truths, the true contours of a competitive age are revealed. And so, too, are the imaginations and courage of the people of Anawadi. With intelligence, humor, and deep insight into what connects human beings to one another in an era of tumultuous change, Behind the Beautiful Forevers carries the reader headlong into one of the 21st century's hidden worlds and to the lives of people impossible to forget. About the author. Catherine J. Boo is an award-winning journalist and author known primarily for writing about America's poor and disadvantaged. A native of Washington, D.C., Boo attended the College of William and Mary and graduated summa cum laude from Barnard College and began her career in journalism with editorial positions at Washington's City Paper and then the Washington Monthly. From there, she went to the Washington Post from 1993 to 2003. In 2000, her series for The Post about group homes for the mentally impaired won the Pulitzer Prize for Public Service. The Pulitzer judges noted that her work disclosed wretched neglect and abuse in the city's group homes for the mentally retarded, which forced officials to acknowledge the conditions and begin reforms. In 2003, she joined the staff of The New Yorker, to which she had been contributing since 2001. One of her subsequent New Yorker articles, The Marriage Cure, won the National Magazine Award for Feature Writing in 2004. The article chronicled state-sponsored efforts to teach poor people in Oklahoma community about marriage in hopes that the classes would help people avoid or escape poverty. Another of Boo's New Yorker articles, After Welfare, won the 2002 Sidney Hillman Award, which honors articles that advance the cause of social justice. She was a senior fellow at the New America Foundation from 2002 through 2006. In 2002, she won a MacArthur Fellowship. In 2012, Boo published her first book, Behind the Beautiful Forevers, Life, Death, and Hope in a Mumbai Undercity, a nonfiction account of life in the Anawadi slums of Mumbai, India. Book reviews. An exquisitely accomplished first book. Novelists dream of defining characters this swiftly and beautifully, but Miss Boo is not a novelist. She is one of those rare, deep-digging journalists who can make truth surpass fiction, a documentarian with a superb sense of human drama. She makes it very easy to forget that this book is the work of a reporter. Comparison to Dickens is not unwarranted. Janet Maslin, New York Times. You'll know Boo from her work at the Washington Post and now as a staff writer for the New Yorker, which has brought her any number of honors, including the MacArthur Genius Award. Her writing is marked by a persuasive sense of humanity, never more than in this study of hopeful and go-getting inhabitants of the slums surrounding the luxury hotels at the Mumbai airport. Teenaged Abdul aims to better his family with finds from the trash rich tourists have discarded, for instance, while Asha works to make her promising daughter the slum's first female college graduate. Of course, abuse, envy, and political and religious tensions turn up as well. Comparisons to Slumdog Millionaire are inevitable, but this would also match up nicely with fiction from Aravind Adiga, The White Tiger, for all informed readers, Library Journal. Read-alikes. A Fine Balance by Rohinton Mystery. With a compassionate realism and narrative sweep that recall the work of Charles Dickens, this magnificent novel captures all the cruelty and corruption, dignity and heroism of India. The time is 1975. The place is an unnamed city by the sea. The government has just declared a state of emergency in whose upheavals four strangers, a spirited widow, a young student uprooted from his idyllic hill station, and two tailors who have fled the caste violence of their native village, will be thrust together, forced to share one cramped apartment and an uncertain future. A Free Man by Aman Sethi. Muhammad Ashraf studied biology, became a butcher, a tailor, and an electrician's apprentice. Now he is a homeless day laborer in the heart of Old Delhi. How did he end up this way? In an astonishing debut, Aman Sethi brings him and his indelible group of friends to life through their adventures and misfortunes in the Old Delhi railway station, the harrowing wards of a tuberculosis hospital, an illegal bar made of cardboard and plywood, and into beggar's court and back on the streets.